Today's GeoQuiz sends us to a place where you don't have to pay your taxes. We're looking for a British territory in the Caribbean that's been able to survive, make that thrive, on its status as one of the world's major tax havens. It's gotten all the money it's needed through indirect taxes. That would be things like customs duties and a cut of the action on property sales and mortgages. Plus, every bank that sets up shop here has to pay more than $600,000 for a business license. So there's no income tax here, none. If that sounds too good to be true, well, it is. This place is now running a budget deficit and couldn't pay all its bills last month. Britain is pressing the territory to raise new taxes as part of a plan to bail itself out. Here's one more hint. The territory consists of three islands. All right, let's go straight to the answer. We're looking for the world's fifth largest banking center with, get this, $1.5 trillion in banking liabilities. We are speaking of none other than the British Overseas Territory of the Cayman Islands. Desmond Seals is there. He's publisher of the Cayman Net News. Now, Mr. Seals, you're on Grand Cayman. This is the largest of the three islands that make up the Cayman Islands, and we know about the Caymans for snorkeling, and this status as an international tax haven. Yet the government is having trouble meeting payroll, even close to bankruptcy. What's going on?
What is going on is the Cayman Islands, in terms of the worldwide economic situation, is as if the world sneezes, particularly the United States of America, where 80% of our trade is from, sneezes, we catch the flu. So it is only natural that Cayman would be suffering more or less what every country in the world, particularly the United States, is going through right now.
And as a British overseas territory, the Cayman Islands government went to the UK and said, can you help bail us out? And the UK said no. So now what?
Well, because we are ruled by Mum, Her Majesty the Queen, you know, and the British government, there are borrowing guidelines, just as if you're running a company. They did not go to Mum begging. What they do is that they went to the institutions here, and there are almost 400 banks in the Cayman Islands, and said, look, you know, we'd like to borrow some more money to keep us going. But they had to get permission, and the Treasury of the UK said, no, you cannot borrow more. You have to go out and earn it. So go back and see if you can plant some more corn or something like that. I'm only kidding, of course. You know, bring in revenue.
Right, or impose some taxes on businesses. Have businesses ever been taxed before in the Caymans?
No, and this is what is a shocker, actually. The Cayman Islands always had indirect taxation, you know, from the sin taxes on booze and cigarettes. But as to direct taxation, where you're going with this, it has never been the case. Personal income tax, no taxes whatsoever on real estate property, for instance. And Cayman Islands has been one of the hottest real estate market over the last decades. And now that you have landowners somewhere, North America, another place that have vast land holdings, condominiums, high net worth, but they don't pay any taxes on those properties.
You sketch out a picture of the Cayman Islands, $42,000 GDP, so, you know, people are doing pretty well there. But these are averages. I mean, yes, Tiger Woods does moor his yacht in the Cayman Islands, but there are also many poor people living throughout the islands raising chicken and goats in their yard.
No, you don't have that. Cayman Islands does not accommodate a lot of agriculture. Cayman Islands does have one of the largest income per capita in the Western world. Right? I would say that we have built up a very false economy here. You see, on one side, there is what is called a financial industry. On the other side, you have tourism, where a lot of people come to do banking, etc. But then you have the Caymanians themselves, who have bought in to the lifestyle that they make good money. Civil servants are terribly overpaid, you know? But it's this income per capita that has risen through the years. It's too high. At a small island like this, you know, it's like the world is catching up with the Cayman Islands. Just as their president of the United States have said, you know, it's a whole new order how to be able to run your finances.
So, Mr. Seals, tell us now, do you think the Caymans should start imposing a tax?
I believe that the property should be taxed, definitely. And that's right across the board. But if somebody is rents a place, there should be a government tax in there. If people bought property, yes, there's a real estate commission. Let them take a little bit less commission, damn it. I'm saying those are things to be looked at. Now, you'll always have the people who have made a lot of money with disregard for the population at large.
So I guess the big concern is that if the Cayman Islands starts taxing businesses, maybe those businesses are going to go elsewhere.
I have heard that said many times by bankers. The Cayman still is a beautiful place, and this is what Cayman has built itself on over the years. A woman said once, you know what I like about this place? It's just like the brochure. People love it here. Are they going to go elsewhere? Where are they going to go? To Jamaica, which is once a star tax haven, or Trinidad? Are they going to say, what, we're going to go elsewhere? They're not going. I promise you that.
Desmond Seals is publisher of the Cayman Net News. He's on Grand Cayman. Thank you very much for speaking with us indeed.
You're most welcome, lad.